Petals Shredded Rose by Sunsclips. Fandom Stray Kids. Read by Pieces of Stars. There's always something in the way Jisung's lips parted into the shape of a heart whenever he laughs that makes Chungbin's own heart thump like it's rushing with time. Maybe it should have been the sign he took that the universe was built with such care, that the very careless act of every little living cell playing with time will never result in good. A rose that demands to mature faster than it should will have its petals shredded into nothingness. He still remembers that day, the day he met the sun, the Han Jisung. The gentleness, the brightness, the passion, the very act of beloved, dearest, even. Of how much Chungbin wanted to just wrap his fingers around the younger's fragile wrist, a gesture he ended up always doing whenever Jisung shifts further from him, even for mere centimeters. He had never been the one to be attached, or maybe it was what he always told himself, to not be attached, to treat everyone equally as friends, because they were nothing but mere presence brushing against his own for a second. And they will be gone. They will leave, eventually. It is something so interesting about the universe, how they arranged bodies of humans and guide for their presences to brush against each other, only to be guided away, for them to be treated as nothing but dolls against the universe's power, that the universe gets to follow its desire to move poor souls trapped inside these bodies around, to be loved. To love, to leave. But Jisung, Han Jisung, he was different. Chungbin would not say that he is perfect. He is far from it. A body full of imperfections and a soul with scars and wounds lingered like tattoos. A human. They never get that close to the point of sharing every story that is carried within both their tattoos. But the pained smile that lingers on Jisung's face like a waning moon threatened to be overshadowed whenever they talk about lovers is enough for Chungbin to understand. "It's not my priority, you know," Jisung had said, the featherlight tone tinted with giggles that flew in such delicacy against the sun. "I'm probably too wounded to be loved anyway." And Chungbin's fingers found their anchor around the curve of Jisung's fragile wrist, closing it, hiding his fragility from the world. The red trails that lingered from slapping rubber bands. He cradled it gently, like they are the morning light. "You were loved," he wanted to say, but he didn't. "What are you doing, young?" "Nothing," he'd said. "I love you." "You're really something, huh? That's very endearing of you," Jisung said after, still with the same weighted tone that came from the rumbling inside his chest. His chest, a place so close to his heart. Chungbin would think of those words coming from a box stored deep within his thumping chambers, but there on the surface, strings of familiar syllables that are laced together. Obtained without effort of clawing his fingers against the flesh, the very act of digging, rather just the rigid surface from his skin that peeled off like bandage. So Chungbin had failed to notice that. And thus, here he is, in the cold studio that's missing the warmth of the other presence. But his rose has already fallen, love that bloomed like rose in spring. Whose petals distracted him enough to commit, to shove it down his throat and let it sit inside his own chest, next to his heart. Message received. Jisung-i, 23:54 p.m. "Where are you, Hyung?" Message sent. 23:54 p.m. "Studio, Jisung-i." Message received. Jisung-i, 12:30 a.m. "Oh, shoot, sorry, I was watching TV. Have fun, Hyung." Whispers. "I love you." His heart stops. Can't be. Message sent. 12:30 a.m. What the hell? Are you playing Uno with Hyunjin again? Message received. Jisungi. 12:40 a.m. It was Hyunjin, I swear. He stole my phone. Okay, never mind. It was a dare, yeah. Message sent. 12:41 a.m. I figured. I love you too, Jisungi. Done? He throws the electronic device, pathetically beeping with rapid notifications from the younger in the same pace as heartbeats. Language, he laughs. How language is supposed to be a bridge for one body's words to be delivered to the others. But here, in the silence he sits in, language is nothing but meaningless words. A barrier. How one's meaning can be hidden within the veneer of knitted words. How his feelings can become such a subtle implication, a cryptic, strange inside its own tongue. He watches the petals of his rose wither, one by one dropping to the white tiles like blood against snow, the warmth of a body against the freeze of death. He watches it fall, shredded from its own crown, as if it was never there. A rose that once bloomed against his heart like spring to finally encounter its autumn. The crown had fallen, shredded into nothingness and leaving the thorns behind. His fingers, trembling like leaves, trying to hold still against the blowing breeze. A white page opened in front of his eyes, like snow. Words I wanted to say. That I love you. A comma that lingers at the end of a sentence. A punctuation without continuation. Sorry, he whispers, thorns pricking against his walls. These are all that remained now, of a rose that once innocently greeted the sun. Thorns, spikes, leaves that are crumpled and burnt like the shade of old uniforms, once holding hope and now nothingness. The pages of his notebook are soft against his calloused fingers. So warm. So Jisung. The moonlight. The sunshine. The beauty universe has created with such care and thoughts. For a body as ruined as Chungbin's to see through. For him to mark the presence of Han Jisung. One that was supposed to be nothing but a fleeing figure into a thing as concrete as books. I write about you, Jisungi, because, he exhales shakily, I need you to exist somewhere. And when I write about you, in a canvas so real as this, I can touch you. You are real. You exist everywhere. If there's a moon tonight, because we were walking under the moonlight today, and a street walk so familiar, that I know how many streetlights littered across the concrete. I already painted the figure of you, the smile of yours, smiling among the stars. If there's a moon tonight, my love, I would gladly dance with you. Take your hand in the spring of my palm and say that you are my greatest dream come true. If there's a moon tonight, my love, I would gladly see his reflection in your eyes. For the way you see things in awe and wonder makes me want to live with you in breath, then in paradise. If there's a moon tonight, my love, I would gladly make you feel like you are all of the stars. When there's nothing left of us but tonight, I will love you forever. Madness, wounds, and scars. Here's what I never told you. Every word I said means a lot more than I let you know. Every I love you that fell out of my wrinkled lips meant to be there not as a laughing matter or platonic essence. Every I'm glad that it's you means so much more than I'm comfortable with you. And every you are very dear to me is missing my beloved at the end of the sentence. I have the tendency to cut every comma into a period, to end something halfway, knowing things would not work even without giving it a try. I suppose the subtleness I had naturally carried makes these words become nothing more but implications only I would catch, as small as a comma, like the tendency of people to ignore every sentence that comes before but. But their boldness, the unchanging, unshifting meaning is a period at the end of a sentence. It always is. In drafts you would never see, in papers where I really meant every word, without shortened phrases and the purpose of fitting melody, so I write it here. You are truly someone I love. The future Chungbin will never forget who, so I will not write your name. Let it be the only word I treasure the most, that I will never let the ink carve into this book. If you are a poem, you must have been written under the moonlight. He is a beauty, a body and soul that was created under the prettiest imperfections. A waning smile crosses Chungbin's face as he scrolls through the lyrics. The new song, I can't hide my feelings for you anymore. I will hide this forever. I bravely take a step closer to you. Coward boy, I. A body with red-tinted veins, but no boldness. But this step was never easy. It will never be easy. I made up my mind long ago, but I still needed more time. I made up my mind. Language fails. I blame myself. I blame you. I blame no one. I don't know whom to blame. My resent grows. I know exactly who to blame. Universe, for letting our presences brush against each other without any chance to intertwine our hands together. Trying to break down the wall between us just breaks my heart. So I stopped. Surrender. Shredded petals. While making my mind up, I missed the most important one. You. I will never let you go. So this flower can die, as long as you are within my reach. Language, he laughs bitterly, his barrier. Roses, his laughter chokes. The dying rose, the carcass of beauty laid next to his heart. That I love you. A pained smile wanes against his face. Tremble shoots through his fingers as they jump around the keypads. A contemporary dance of petals, shredded rose. Sorry that I love you. A comma that is trimmed to be a period. Jisung's smile, the bright, sunshine-like smile, crosses his mind. Petals that are shredded to ashes, to nothingness. The sleepy hello he will get when he arrives in the dorm at night. He can't lose what they already have. Thorns are bearable.